Hello, 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 Professor Kruger here. Today, we are going to work on product. What happens a lot, people find out I'm in marketing. They say, oh, if I could just promote my product, if I could just do advertising, that would fix all my problems. Incorrect. Wrong answer. First thing you do in marketing is work on your product. Seems somewhat counterintuitive, does it not? But, however, if what do you have besides your product and service? What are you actually selling to your customer that provides value? It is your product. Good things happen when you focus on your product. First of all, we have to go back and talk to our and work on our target customer. And what does your customer really want? And when we look at the value equation, I'm trying to figure out what's the minimal amount of product or service that the customer wants, what's the enhanced product or service, and then what's the wow aspect of it? And if you can get to the wow aspect of it, where you wow the customer with your service, that is a recipe for success. And we also have to beat the competition. And we always want that type of mindset that we have a great product that does a great job for our customers. Now, I'd like to focus in on, first of all, I've been watching The Last Dance on ESPN with a Michael Jordan story of the of his last dance there with the Bulls. And one of the interesting marketing stories in there is when he was coming into the league and he was looking for a shoe deal. And he preferred Adidas. He loved Adidas. He wanted to go with Adidas. And at the time, the big basketball shoe company was Converse, which had all the big names. And then there was Nike. Nike was a track shoe company. And there was also, So what happened was they went to Adidas, and Adidas says, no, we just can't handle you right now. Wow, how about that? And he was not willing to go with Converse because Converse said, you know, we're not going to put you ahead of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and all the big stars because, you don't do that. He was a rookie. He hadn't done anything yet. But here's the thing. Michael Jordan is a wonderful product. And he had faith in himself that he was going to be a winner. He had a lot of the signs of a winner. And he had an attitude of a winner. And he was willing to work hard at it. So they went with Nike, and Nike paid him a whole lot more money than he would have got at Converse. And he wasn't going to do it. And then his dad said, you got to take this deal. This is the best deal by far. And then they got into it, and Nike was coming out with a new technology called Air. And they were going to call it Air Jordan. The agent said that, David Falk, we're going to call it Air Jordan and bring out a line of shoes. Well, and the rest is history. You know, it's a billion-dollar brand. And the interesting thing about that was that they brought fashion and style into the market. So it wasn't just you wore Air Jordans to play basketball in. You wore Air Jordans because you had style and fashion. And it was about winning. It was about branding. And as Michael Jordan said, he goes, you know, the thing is that I went out and I won games. I was the spokesperson. I was there. I was, and look at that product that he developed with the Michael Jordan brand. I mean, it's just phenomenal. So there's a great example of work on the product, and then you have something to promote, and you have something to position, and you have something of value to work with. I can't emphasize that enough, kind of product you have. Now, let's go to something maybe a little easier to deal with. I want to talk about value in landscaping. Now, I've had several students work on landscaping type of businesses here in my experiences teaching at a university. And oftentimes what we will fall into in these type of businesses is they tend to focus in on price. And that's wrong. Don't focus on price, at least not to start with. Focus on value. Now, why would a customer buy a landscaping service? Well, maybe they want to save time. They just don't have time to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. They just want it done, which automatically says if they want to trade money for time, that they're probably money and they're probably not going to buy on price. Having said that, price is important. But is price the driver? Because if price was the driver, they wouldn't be talking to you. So they start buying on price simply because they see no value in competing services and therefore buy on price. And that's where you come in. That's where marketing comes in. How do you create value? So yeah, landscaping is you're trading money for time. Great. But let's think about some of the other reasons and drivers and motivations behind why a customer is going to buy a landscaping service. Maybe it's ego. Maybe they want a beautiful lawn. Maybe they want to hiring a landscaping service is what everybody does and it's a sign of their success. And by the way, who is anybody to judge someone else's motivations, by the way? So you might think that's not a very good thing, but you know what? There's all kinds of reasons that people do things. So maybe it's ego. Maybe it's personal satisfaction. Maybe they don't even like doing lawn work and yard work. They just want to hire it out and be done with it. Maybe they don't feel like they have the knowledge to properly do the yard work, or it's too much work, or maybe physically they have issues with it. So what you want to do is get into these various needs of the target customer and then do price. Now, if all you're going to do is price, let's say you show up, and I've seen these. There's one here next to my house where the truck barely makes it to the place. The door basically falls off when they open it. The lawnmower barely runs, you know, and I'll bet that's a fairly inexpensive price. That's fine if you want to buy in price. But what I try to promote is how do you actually create value in this? So get into what's your target customer. And if they want to buy on price, fine. And maybe that's not a good customer for you. Think about that for a minute. Do you really want every customer? No. Because in any market, there's typically going to be a commodity end on the low end on price. There's going to be a value segment where most of us compete in a value segment. And then there's going to be the premium segment, which is almost no price sensitivity up there. It's all about brand and image. So then the question becomes, why do customers tend to focus on price? Well, that's complicated. First of all, price is easy. Everybody relates to price. And it's something that we all have reference to. So it's easy to focus on. Number two, it may have to do with their ego. You know, they don't want to pay the top price. They don't want to pay a high price. And they may want to, you know, run vendors through the mill because that's just what they do. But the biggest reason, in my opinion, is that there's no value there. You haven't created any value. And how do you create value? You create value by finding out their needs. And they also, a lot of times, don't understand the total cost. So let's go back to our landscaping example. The landscaping example would say, let's say that a landscaper doesn't show up on time and the lawn doesn't get mowed on time and they look bad. Well, that's going to hurt the ego. Or maybe the job isn't very good. Maybe that hurts their value equation. Maybe they don't trust the landscapers. Maybe they want somebody they can trust. Maybe that's worth something to them. You know, there's all these extra reasons why people buy things and how you can create value. And after all, you need to create value. I mean, let's go back to Air Jordan. Air Jordan expected to sell, I think it was like $3 million in the first year, first 3 years, they sold $126 million in the first year. Tells you there was a lot of value there that they created. And a lot of times also, price, and by the way, Air Jordan was not a very much a premium price product at the time, $100. So you have to get into why customers buy and if price is really the reason or not, which most of the time price is not the real reason. However, price is often used as an excuse because they don't want to tell you the real reason. Maybe they just don't like you as much as the other person. Maybe it's their brother-in-law. Maybe there's some reason going on. They just say, oh, your price is too high. And there's another reason, is that businesses, I find, tend to be way too sensitive to price. You know, they hear one time your price is too high. Oh, my price is too high. Oh, no. You know what? If you don't have a certain number of customers complaining that your price is too high, maybe your price is too low. You ever think about that? And understanding, if you get a lot of price objections that you can't handle, that's just bad marketing. Marketing is about creating value. Now, if you want to go out and sell just on price, you don't need me. You don't need this podcast. You don't need anything else if all you want to do is just sell on price. But if you're trying to sell on value, this is where you can really pay off by providing extra value to your customers. Now, sometimes I get asked too, I want to learn how to promote a bad product. No, you don't. Promote good products. Promote products that you're proud of. I'm reminded at this time of an old Zig Ziglar story about price. So, you know, premium oats are premium priced, and you get what you pay for. Now, if you want oats that have been through the horse already, well, those will sell for a lot less. All right, on here we go. So let's get back to price for a minute. Product for a minute. I want to give you an example from my career. Back in the mid-90s, we launched a product, a cattle product to treat bovine respiratory disease. Great product, Nuflor. And it really worked. That product really worked. You could see the results. And at the extremes, that product sold for about 12 bucks a dose. And we were competing with products that sold us for as little as a dollar a dose. Now, don't tell me about selling on price when I've sold something that was 12 times more expensive than a cheap alternative. But the value was tremendous. You would see measurably less death loss, less disease. And you got your pencil out and penciled what those were worth. That 12 times price over poor products that didn't work very well or not at all was money well spent to the customers. And here's the thing, that product was number one in its product category within a couple of years. So the results really do matter. So figure out what your customers want and then how you're going to produce some results. All right, so let's summarize here. First of all, work on your product. Understand your customer and work on your product and how can you add value so that your customers are happy and you can create more value and then pay for it. And then get paid for it. And what drives into that value? Is there value in service? Is there value in trust? Is there value in the results? Is there value in the relationships that you build? Is there value in your dependability? You know, you have to go through and look at all these ways that customers judge value on whatever you are marketing. And finally, back to that target customer. What do they really value? And here's a big thing that I'm going to close on. Watch what they do. Don't necessarily listen to what they say. I've seen time and time again where the customer says, I buy only on price. I buy only on price. And I look around, there's not a single low-priced product in the operation. They don't buy on price. They buy on value, and they perceive that they're buying on price. So if you're selling to them based on just price, you're going to lose. If you sell to them on value as related to price, that is how you win. So let's win with product and service.